You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. We just found out it's our video guy Beasley's birthday. So happy
Nick Beasley, Mike Patton share a birthday.
They share a birthday. Happy birthday to Beasley. It's Call Your Shot for Sunday's game. We'll also go through and keep track of our picks for the games as well coming up this Sunday. Right now, Matt, as I said, you pulled one closer to the kid.
Yes.
So now the kid is in the lead by three, by one
by
over
one
you.
Over me.
Three over me.
Yes. And he had Washington last night, right?
That's what I was told.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, he liked Washington.
If he doesn't want to be here at a live pick, we've got a discount.
Yeah, we took the Giants.
Okay,
We did it on the record. So we'll get into that in the second hour. Our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day is, what would you get Coach Patton for his birthday? I would get him a win against the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I said that was a win if you could actually offer that personally. Dino and I had the same conversation to open the segment, and I said, and I asked Beasley the same thing. A bottle of liquor of his choice, whether it's, you know, vodka, tequila, whiskey, bourbon, whatever it is, or a case of beer. But on top of that, which we can give in good standing, is a victory cigar or two.
I was going to say a box of Cubans.
There you go.
Because I know the man likes his cigars. We've got higher or lower coming up on where teams are ranked, where they should be ranked. We'll do a little higher or lower. We got sound bites from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Mike Patton. We'll go through the game predictions. We got the Friday forecast. Hopefully we're going to get the kid to check in from Vegas. I mean, if you're, why, how could he not? It's 11. If it's a 2 o'clock hour, it's 11.
I could see him.
He's
being
an early riser.
He could be. I picture him right now as Nick Papagiorgio in like the gold swim trunk boxers, like with the shades on and the chain, laying at the pool right now.
Oh, yeah.
As white as the table is in front of us. I mean, like
as
like
white as the jersey, as
clammy
your socks,
white, like clammy white,
as the socks on your bobblehead,
yes, as white as the jerseys the Browns wore.
That's right. Yes. And speaking of, they're going to brownout this Sunday.
Brownout.
I like that.
I like the brownout.
I believe the last time they wore the brownout, at least that I was there. So I
remember the brownout. It was a didn't
Buffalo on Thursday night,
yes,
which was a big win. They wore the brownout.
13, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if they brown out at all last year.
I don't know, but the one thing I'd recommend.
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure somebody knows.
I'm glad they're doing a brownout at a 1 o'clock football kickoff, because I think a brownout in a night game would just be like, not that the jerseys
darkness
would look bad. It would be just way dark.
Darkness.
Way dark.
I know. And apparently people are having trouble seeing the numbers, the
already
orange numbers on the brown jerseys. So we don't want the darkness to make it even tougher.
No, we do not.
All right. We're going to go to the phones. 216. The kid from Vegas says, I should be able to. 230. We'll get him in with the Friday forecast. We'll pick the games. So, Dino, whenever we get the kid, we'll pick the games first, and then we'll do the Friday forecast.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. It does sound good. Indeed.
I think let's go to Johnny B calling his shot. From Pittsburgh. What's up, Johnny B?
John B.
Hey, guys. I want to tell happy birthday to Coach Patton. I got to get him an autographed copy of the book Spygate by Brian O'Leary, because it's amazing. In 20 years of NFL football, 47% of the teams have never had an 8-0 season. Home, you know, perfect season. Yet the Patriots did it 8 times, and they had 31 consecutive home wins. But also, a WWF classic, Andre, Big John Studd, steel cage.
Yes.
And the best vodka. Probably Grey Goose chilled, but I don't think he'd go for that. So maybe Foster's lager bottles or some kind of classic lager.
There you go. All right. Johnny B, call your shot for Sunday.
Oh, that's definitely guaranteed. I'll be sitting down in a dog pond. My mom will be up in the 313, lucky 313 club seat. We're going to do 28-7. McCown will have 3 TDs. Hardline will have 2. Go, Brown.
Ooh, I like it, Johnny B.
Browns.
Thank you, buddy.
Johnny B. My tears have grown cold, and I wonder why. Stan the Man is on the line. What's up, Stan?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good, Stan. How are you?
I'm getting revved up for the game on Sunday. I will be down there early to stop and say hello to everybody.
Nice.
Good,
are you
going
to come to Dog Pound Drive and say
he
what's
is
up, Stan?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to be down there around 11:30 before you guys leave.
Okay.
Perfect.
You'll still be there, correct?
Yes. I'll be starting my TV right
and
then.
And I'll be down on Dog Pound Drive until about 15 minutes before kickoff.
Okay. I want a shout-out to my son-in-law. He's a counterterrorism FBI agent.
Well, a shout-out to him, yes.
Head of the team in Columbus, and he was guarding the Pope.
Oh, wow,
Washington.
That's cool.
So, God bless him. God bless America. Oh, yeah, I'm proud of all my children.
Call your shot there, Stan.
Well, you know, first thing I wanted to do as far as Coach Patton and a gift, okay, I had a good Italian friend of mine that got me some of that good red wine, okay, and then his garage caught on fire across the street from the fire station, and he had to quit dispensing it. It was a high test up, you know?
Yeah.
And a couple glasses of that, and you need a designated driver.
Bring me a case of that. On
I can't anymore. I can't. I'd love to, but to get on the call on my shot, I'm really concerned and worried, so I'm just going to leave with this. It remains to be seen. All right?
All right, Stan. Thank you very much. I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, Stan.
Stan in typical Stan form.
Stan. The man, yes.
Let's go to Stephen Austin. Less. What's up, Steve?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, guys. I had a question for Matt, actually, about our run D. One of the things I've noticed going back to the preseason is it seems like our inside backers are just, like, running right up on the backs of our outside backers on the outside runs. You know, when they get out, they get a good contain. It works great. Like, that's how Craig Robertson's gotten a couple of tackles for loss. Yeah. But a lot of times it looks like, you know, it looks like a bad angle.
Right.
Like, so is that the scheme that they have it set up where they have to set that edge of the plays?
You bring up a great point, and it's something that I've been concerned with and I've seen as a former player in a 3-4 defense as well. The one thing that I can't say with certainty is whether these guys are right or wrong, because I don't know the scheme and I don't know the responsibilities. But I can picture the situation where the edges seems like it's set and Robertson ducks inside the outside linebacker setting that edge and the play bounces outside. And I think the one was to McCluster. He got outside for a nice chunk yardage. The one thing that I can't say is it doesn't make sense for him to bury himself inside trying to make a play unless a safety or a corner or somebody was supposed to maintain outside leverage and make that tackle. Because otherwise, what I would have done as an inside linebacker in a scheme that I had played in is you tempo the football. So if the back's, kind of looking for space, you're kind of like mirroring his movement. If he bounces outside, you bounce with him. If he cuts back, you cut back with him. And I just felt at times we just bury ourselves inside to get into our gap, but the ball ends up bouncing outside. I think that our outside, our ends or outside linebackers sometimes are just kind of hand fighting. And they get caught up by the blocker and doesn't allow them to disengage from the blocker and make a play that we're forcing it to be a play to be made by a linebacker or by a safety outside.
So it's interesting that you say that, because what I've noticed is that we do two things wrong. We sometimes don't set the edge. And as you say, the inside linebackers, they get caught up in the middle.
Right.
And so the edge is open. And then other times we're almost overzealous to set the edge, and then they just wall that off, and there's just a huge hole to run through off tackle. How do you – and I don't see a lot of that tempoing as you're calling it. But at the same time, don't you – that tempoing only works if the guys in front of you are maintaining their gap integrity, right?
They have to, and that's the one – that's how good defense works, because what an offense can try to do, and in most cases when an inside run actually hits, downhill and gashes a defense – the offense has blocked or overtaken a defensive lineman to essentially put two defenders in one gap. So a defensive lineman, not to name a name, gets overtaken, gets scooped by a guard. You now have a defensive lineman and an inside linebacker in the same gap. Okay. And that puts the linebacker behind the play, and that puts the defensive lineman behind the play.
And they're gone.
So a running back, what's he going to do? He's not going to go back because there's two defenders there. He's going to stretch and find that extra gap where both guys are walled off, and that becomes your seam in the run game.
And that has been the problem for the Browns with their run defense so far. All right, when we come back, we're going to get back on the phones, 216-578-0850. Call your shot for the Browns and the Raiders. The Raiders bringing what I call Triple C to town, Carr. Crabtree, Cooper. It's going to be a good test for the secondary going against Derek Carr, who threw for over 300 yards the last time he was here in Cleveland with significantly worse weapons. That is for sure. All right, 216-578-0850 is the Gurren Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.